All right, so it's been a good couple days that we've had a chance to spend with the rookies and some of the other guys that have been with other teams and had a chance to go through this because of their accrued seasons, so non-accrued seasons. And I liked what I saw. We look a little bit bigger and faster, and they picked it up well. So we'll see how everything goes. John will meet with the players, which he just did here after the pitcher there, and he's going to keep certain guys and then let certain guys go. Time's yours.
Andy, the guys are under contract. What's next? Do they go right immediately into phase two?
Right back tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, they'll start right back up tomorrow. No rest. We just get them right back. Yeah.
That's everybody except Nelson and Peters.
Right. They'll go back to school until do what they're doing until their graduation date, which takes them to the mandatory mini camp.
So you won't see them through all the OTAs.
Won't see them through all the OTAs.
Your experience with Anthony Thomas last year, and I'm sure you had some guys with the Eagles who were similar. Is that any kind of setback at all to them?
Well, you wish they were here just for the reps. But can it be done when they're not here? Yeah, no, it can be done. And so you've got to do some different things. You got to communicate with them, obviously, as a coach, and go through whatever you can go through with them and talk to them, make sure they stay up on that. So that's what we'll do. No, he's already graduated. Yeah, he's okay to stay. He was here those first few days, too.
We'd like your thoughts on a couple guys.
Sure.
Specifically, 74. David Irvin's a big, tall kid. Just 3 days, man. What are your impressions of him as a player?
Yeah, I like what he's done. We knew he was a good football player. He had some issues, obviously. And Dorsey and John and his crew did a nice job of getting in there and making sure with him that he would fit in here and that he kind of had things going in the right direction.
And also the same thing about Cox, too, 45. What are your thoughts on how he looked out there?
Yeah, Cox, he likewise did a nice job for us. He, too, had some issues. And it's important that they stay on top of that, that they stay on top of that part, but also, also the football part. And they did well football-wise, which we figured they would. They were good football players. But there's another part of that, and football's not going to be there for the rest of their life. You're going to have to be able to handle things outside this football world and handle yourself the proper way. So we've done a lot of homework on them, and John and his crew had, and we felt comfortable that they were heading in the right direction there.
So when you're making decisions about guys with the nature of those issues, what does it take for you to say, okay, it's worth the shot, like it's worth the chance?
Yeah, well, I think number one, you've got to have a feel that they want to change. And, whatever degree it is, people make mistakes. It's important that you admit your problem and that you go fix it. And so we felt like they were headed in that direction. And so we'll see. Time tells on those things, and we'll see what goes on.
A couple other guys have flashed here a little bit. Cook, the receiver, number six. Big catch radius. Just any impressions about some of these tough catches he's making in the end zone?
Yeah, well, he's doing a great job. He had the same thing Eric Berry is fighting through now, and so he was able to come back. He sat out a year of football. He was able to come back and play and do a nice job here for us. He sure is a big target with a big catch radius, and so it made some plays for us. And it's a tribute to the kid for working so hard. His docs had helped him out, and here he is.
Nicely. Meek, 53, seems to be a ball magnet out here, man.
He's got strong hands, and he's got a knack for making plays here. He's done a nice job. Yeah, very nice job.
Andy, obviously your veteran guys aren't here, but you had Peters and Conley returning some kicks. You just looking, or maybe you have some plans to keep looking at them?
Well, they had done it when they were younger, so we thought we'd give them an opportunity. Dave has everybody back there, and he tries them, and even guys that haven't done it that might have some potential. So you saw that with Niall with a kickoff. So I think it's a good thing, and it looked like they handled it pretty well. We've had a couple windy days here, so the ball's been all over the place, but they've handled it. So.
Last one, Coach, were you able to get through this camp healthy?
I feel great, yeah. Oh, you meant the team. Yeah, no, the team.
The rest of the guys.
Yeah, no, they, I'll tell you, we did. And the guys worked hard. I mean, I got to give them credit for the effort that they put out here. And they did stay healthy. I'm sure they're sore, but they stayed healthy and worked hard. And, you know, my hat's off to them. So.
Adam, Andy, you got three healthy quarterbacks on a contract plus these workout guys. Can you go through camp the way you are at quarterback? Do you need a fourth guy?
Well, I've done it for the last – until I came here, I had done that for the last few years. I mean, I had Nagy, you know, that's how he kind of got started. He wanted to get into coaching, so he threw a couple drills for us. But, you know, you can find a guy like that. Maybe you do that again. But –